We tend to forget sometimes that 1/4 of our religion, according to the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, are the signs of the latter days. This is 1/4, because the Jibreel alayhi salam asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam about Islam, Iman, and Ihsan, and then he asked him about the signs of the latter days. And so the ulama took from that that there are these four dimensions to Islam. And each of these dimensions is important. And traditionally, the signs of the end of time were part of the religion to understand. Now, we're living in a particularly difficult time in many areas of the Muslim world. And if people aren't aware of the difficulties and the tribulations that come with being in the world, sometimes this can affect their iman. So the Prophet ﷺ told us that there will be tribulations, and we should be aware of this. We were not created for 401k plans. You were not created for 56-inch television sets with Netflix to watch movies until you drop dead. You were not created, I'm serious, you were not created to play solitaire on your computer. That's not the purpose of all of this technology. You were created to know your Lord. You were created to study. You were created to delve deeply into the meaning of your very existence, in whatever capacity you have, because different peoples have different capacities. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتحارج الناس تحارج الحمير, that the end of time won't come until people are like animals openly. I was on the Arabian Peninsula with my family, walking on the beach, and I came upon people in a public beach having sexual intercourse. In a public beach on the Arabian Peninsula. I'm not making this up. This is the level of fasad that is happening on our planet. He said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that one of the signs of the end of time is civilized people would walk with their thighs exposed in the marketplaces. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَقُمَ السَّعْتُ حَتَّى تَزُولَ الْجِبَالُ عَنْ أَمَاكِنِهَا. The end of time won't come until you see mountains removed from their places. When I was in Mecca, there's mountains have been removed from Mecca. قُعِقُعَان, one of the mountains that's known as the أَحَدَ الْأَخْشَبَيْن. When the angels came to the Prophet ﷺ and they asked him if he wanted to see the mountains, that they would يُطْبِقُهُمَا عَلَى Quraysh. One of them was Abi Qubais and the other was Qu'iqu'an. Qu'iqu'an has been removed. It's gone. It's no longer there. The mountain is gone. A mountain that the Prophet ﷺ walked in its shade. A mountain that the Prophet ﷺ probably climbed as a boy. This mountain is now removed. These are signs for people to reflect. And these are things people have to wake up, because this is a religion that calls people to wake up. He told us that you will see the buildings of Mecca will reach the mountaintops. And this is happening in our lifetime. When I first went to Mecca, there were no buildings even close to the tops of the mountains of Mecca. And now it's filled with buildings that are beginning to reach the mountaintops. I was on one of the tallest mountains in Mecca, and you can see the clock tower now surpasses the mountains. The Prophet ﷺ said, In a hadith, he said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُم مَكَّةَ بُعِجَتْ كَضَائِمَا. If you see Mecca, if you see its mountains with holes pierced through them, this is what it means. بُعِجَتْ كَضَائِمَا وَيَتَسَاوَ بُنْيَانُهَا رُؤُسَ جِبَالِهَا. And you see the buildings reach the, or in a riwayat ta'lu, they will actually surpass the mountaintops. And then he said, فَقَدْ أَظَلَّتَ السَّاعَةُ. It means that the sa'a has cast its shadow. Imam Asyuti says in this, هِيَ عِبَارَةٌ عَنْ دُنُوَ السَّاعَةُ. It means that the hour is near, it's coming close. But if you took that literally, and in hadith tradition, in usuli tradition, أَصُرُ الْكَلَامِ الْحَقِيقَةُ, that if the Prophet says something, you should always interpret it literally, unless there's a reason to go to a metaphorical interpretation. Now we have the clock tower casting a shadow over the Kaaba. A shadow over the Kaaba. So the clock tower, what do they call it in Saudi Arabia? As-sa'a. لَقَدْ أَظَلَّتَ السَّاعَةُ. You could take it literally, the clock has cast its shadow over the Kaaba.
clock tower is there is because we want that clock tower to be there. That clock tower is there, those hotels are there, and all those houses of the Sahaba are no longer there because we want to be outside the Haram. Ah, how many meters? How many meters are we away from the Haram? Oh, it's got to be right on the doorstep of the Haram. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha, wa abghadul biladi ilallahi aswaquha." That the most beloved places in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masjid, and the most despised places are the marketplaces. The most holiest of all the masjids in Islam is the Haram in Makkah. You walk out of the most holiest place and you walk into the worst kind of advanced capitalism, the worst kind of the aswaq, the Versace's, you know, the emblems like McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chickens. You know this is, oh, I'm going to go in Makkah, I want to eat in Kentucky Fried Chicken. So right outside the holiest place, you have these Western emblems. You know, the Western hegemony, right on the outdoor. You have the Darul Tawheed, you have the Versace's. Why? Let me tell you, it's a reflection of me and you. That's what it is. If there was not a demand, they would not be there. If there was not a demand, they would not be there.